Time now for a Headwaters Builders Association program for the month of December, and we're brought to you this month by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. Website is carpetcityonline.net. We're brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can see that website at pellawi.com. Van Strydon Construction is online at vanstrydonconstruction.com. We're brought to you by Builders First Source Minocqua Builders. You can contact Monica, who we're about to meet here, at 356-9406. They're on Highway 51 south of Minocqua. And Monica Naja is here with us now this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. You were with us once before on the phone a while back, and I just want to have you raise that microphone up. That's perfect. So you're here in person today in the studio.
You bet.
They've had you on the road a little bit. I understand you were in De Pere doing some training or something for Builders First Source yesterday, huh?
Yeah, we're working on updating our digital tools for our contractors.
Okay.
So it was really getting up to speed on the technology aspect of our business.
Oh, boy. Good luck with that. Well, you're much younger than me, so it's probably a lot easier for you. Some of us old folks have a problem with that. But to tell us, first of all, a little bit, Monica, what is Builders First Source Minocqua Builders? What do you do? Who are you open for? And let's start there.
Well, Builders First Source is a leading supplier of building materials. We're nationwide. We've got about 570 locations in 43 different states across the U.S. We've got a truss manufacturing facility in De Pere, Wisconsin. We've got 12 other locations in Wisconsin that include Minocqua. Like you said, it's on 7450 Highway 51.
Yep.
We stock lumber, sheet goods, miscellaneous building materials for rough framing packages. We also supply siding, windows. Pella is one of our manufacturers for windows. Doors, interior millwork, trusses. We supply trusses usually from Automated or Truss Works up in Hayward, and also our De Pere plant. So we've got various options as far as trusses go. And we can get wall panel packages if the contractor is looking for wall panels instead of stick-built framing. And other various manufactured components.
Okay, that's a lot. Do you typically do it yourself first come in, or you typically deal with contractors, a good mix of both?
It's a pretty good mix of both at our yard. A lot of the bigger yards deal almost strictly with contractors. They don't have much walk-in. Up in the Northwoods, we do have a lot of do-it-yourselfers and homeowners coming in for different repairs, remodels, and we work directly with them also.
Okay, that's good. So anybody can walk in if you need, so if you just need like nails or something like that, something so simple, you can go there.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I want to know a little bit about the company you work for. I'm really glad that you included this in our notes here this morning, because people like doing businesses with businesses that are good businesses. They treat their employees well. They treat their customers well. You work for a company like that, I guess.
Absolutely. So Builders First Source is definitely a people-first culture. They put a high focus on employees and their families, the communities that the employees live and work in, and our customers. As far as the employees go, we've got great benefits. The health insurance, for one, they've got several different plans you can choose from, because they realize not one size fits all when it comes to health care and medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're large enough to be able to provide that to their employees.
Are you usually hiring? Can you always make room for a good employee?
Oh, there are always positions available.
Okay.
Especially if you're willing to travel, there's great potential within the company. There's great potential for advancement.
Okay.
If you have a willingness and a desire to achieve, then you absolutely will.
Some other good benefits, too. Let's vacation, PTO time is important for the people that employ you, and so that's a good sign, too. Diversity in the workplace is a good thing at Builders Source. Perks, let's talk about some of those perks that go along with working there.
So we have a program. It's called Perks at Work. It's an online-based platform. We can purchase different goods and services. If you wanted to learn a different language, if you wanted a rental car, if you wanted to go on vacation, there are discounts available to you just for simply being an employee of Builders
wow.
First Source.
Nice. Boy, that's... And what about, say, lumber yards can be... I worked at a lumber yard a long, long time ago, and they can be dangerous places. A lot of machinery, a lot of tools there, a lot of transportation, trucks, all that kind of stuff. What's it? Is it a safe place to work?
It is. So they really focus on safety in the workplace, physical and otherwise. We have actually daily discussions about different safety topics, and then there's monthly trainings. They really focus on safety. They want all of their employees to come home.
You mentioned that they're very much concerned with what's going on in the community. How does the company contribute back to the community?
They do several different things. So I know in the southern part of the country, there's a lot of natural disasters. They do jump up. They rise to the occasion when things like that happen. Mm-hmm. They have volunteer hours available for certain positions. They'll pay you to give your time back to the community.
Wow.
It's very just, giving.
You don't hear that at like ever.
No.
So they are really community minded. So bottom line here, I'm trying to build a picture here that doing business at Builders First Source in Minocqua is a great place to do business because they're going to give you good deals, good equipment. They treat their employees right. And if they're treating their employees right, they're certainly going to treat the customers right.
Absolutely. Our customers are why we are here. If we didn't have the customers, none of us would have jobs.
Sure.
And we're very grateful for that. We also have mouths to feed, families to take care of, and it is a very, even though we're grand scale, we're across the country, we all have things in common. We all have the same goal. We're all on the same journey, maybe different paths, but...
Mm-hmm. This is refreshing. It's really refreshing to hear this about a company it's not just a little mom and pop. You're used to this kind of stuff with mom and pops of bigger companies. This kind of stuff is like almost stuff of the past.
No, as far as corporations go, I've worked for a few different ones in the past, and this is definitely one of the best corporations I've worked for.
Awesome. Builders First Source Minocqua, Monica Naja is here with us. Monica, what is your job title? What do you do there?
So I'm an outside sales representative.
Okay.
I primarily deal with contractors. I don't do a lot with the homeowners, unless it's on behalf of my contractors.
Okay.
We do have an inside sales team that handles more of the walk-in, the homeowner, the do-it-yourselfer.
Okay.
They're very useful, very knowledgeable, and they all have their fortes. We're all different, so...
Okay.
We all have different strengths, and I think that makes us very well-rounded and able to meet the needs of the customers.
I used to work for an outfit called Valley Planing Mill. It was located in Appleton, and I worked there for several years. I was just kind of a jack-of-all-trades and their truck driver. There were no women there except the bosses. The bosses were women. The guys that went out on the job sites, I would assume that's what you do. You're out on the job site with a ruler and stuff. You're measuring up jobs and such like that. That was not anything that women ever got involved in. Is that more of a niche for women now, or you find more women getting into this line of work?
We do have a lot of women working for the company, and it's really an individual basis. It's catered to what your desire, your drive is.
Okay.
I personally like going to job sites. Yeah. I like hanging with the contractors. They're a good crowd to be with.
Yeah.
Down to earth, very, very easygoing.
So women should be encouraged. The reason I'm bringing this job opportunity thing up is we get calls from the folks at Nicolet College a lot. We've actually had conversations with folks in the building trade department at Nicolet College saying that there's not a lot of people going into this line of work. And so generally speaking, in my past, it's the only people you saw on job sites were men. Now I'm thinking there's more and more women, and women should keep considering this line of work, whether it's in the store or doing something you do or out there on the job site. You must see some women on the job site, too.
Well, yeah, there's no reason a woman can't pound a nail.
Right.
All it takes is perseverance and grit. If you've got what it takes, then you've got it. It doesn't matter what your gender is.
And you're usually way more attention detail-oriented, too. You pay more attention to little stuff, measure twice, cut once kind of thing.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. So when you're dealing with contractors, what is it about Builders First Source Minocqua? What is it about the company itself that is so welcoming to the contractors out there? You show up on a job site, you're welcome there. It must be a really good combination fit, the relationship between the contractors and the company themselves.
Well, relationship, I think, is the perfect word. For me personally, I don't treat contractors or jobs as just a dollar sign, which I know some people do.
Sure.
At the end of the day, we are all working together for the same goal. We want happy homeowners, whether that be new construction or remodels. We want them to be happy. We want them to feel content with the job that was done. And my job is to make that happen. I help facilitate the needs of the homeowner through the contractor.
It's got to be a fun job too.
It is. It's challenging. It's rewarding. I never know what I'm going to do when I come in the morning. I have a plan.
Yeah.
Things never usually go to plan, but that's life.
You know what they say about planning? Make plans, God laughs, right?
Right.
This is Monica Naja from Builders First Source Minocqua, and we're brought to you this morning by the Headwaters Builders Association. Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander Minocqua, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We're brought to you by Van Stride on Construction and by Builders First Source Minocqua Builders. And Monica, the best way to get a hold of somebody is at 356-9406.
That's correct.
And again, 7450 on Highway 51, just south of Minocqua. The easy part of our conversation is done, okay? It's going to get a little tougher here because I promised the folks, it's no secret to our listeners, we're trying to find a house to move into. There aren't a lot out there. And so then we looked at possibly building. And when we found out the cost per square foot for building, we thought, okay, we ain't going to be able to do this either. When do you see or do you see building prices coming down anytime soon? Because all we heard for a while was the reason that prices are so high is because of supply chain issues. Those have basically been cleared up from what I understand, and you can tell me if I'm wrong there. Can we expect to see prices coming down at all in this department of life?
You know, that's a very good question, Jeff.
Okay.
And if I had a crystal ball, I probably wouldn't be sitting across from you right now.
Yes.
None of us control the market conditions, and they fluctuate drastically, sometimes with no notice.
Okay.
The best advice I can give you is if you want it bad enough,
you find the money.
You'll find a way.
Yeah.
You'll find a way. Groceries are no different. You need groceries, you make it happen.
Yeah. I was just pointing that out. I saw something on the news not too long ago. A lot of people that aren't real happy with the economy right now. They're looking for everything to go back to the way it was 4 or 5 years ago. That just doesn't happen in any form of economy or in our daily life. I mean, let's talk 2015, before all this pandemic stuff, way before all that. Prices in 2015 weren't the same as they were in 2020 or in 2010. I mean, stuff just naturally goes up. And so generally speaking, do you know if the supply chain issues are all straightened out so the prices that we have now are just going to be the regular prices we can expect? Your best guess.
My best guess. It's a fair judgment to say that it's not going to go down. There could be some dips here and there, but
okay.
If things don't trend upward, I feel like we're not moving forward. If we, as a society, if our prices are too low, we're not competitive with the global market, and
right.
that's no good for anybody.
Right. So the best advice from somebody in the business would be if you want to build, you just got to plan a little different. You may have to budget a little different, but bottom line, if you want it bad enough, you'll figure out a way, like you said.
Yeah. If you can't get what you want, sometimes you get what you need.
Yeah. Thank you, Mick. Thank you very much. Monica Naja is here. She knows her Rolling Stones music here, too. Anything else that we haven't talked about? I think we covered everything on the notes. Is there anything come up that you want to make sure people know about the store, Builders First Source Minocqua, or how you work with contractors? Are you always looking for more contractors to do business with?
Oh, I'm always looking for more contractors.
So how do you find your new contractors?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I do research online. Sometimes I hit the pavement.
Okay.
It really kind of judging the room when it comes to that.
Okay.
You feel out the contractor. It's tough because people are definitely individuals. You have to find what makes them tick and work with that.
On the job sites that you're on, do you find that most of the guys that are busy right now are busy for a reason because they're really good at what they do, and it's just something else that we have to accept that these guys are backed up a ways.
Definitely. If anybody's worth working with, they have a backlog. We all have backlogs. Yeah. The work is not going away. Excuse me. And if it does go away, we all have a very big problem.
Amen to that. Monica Naja, I'm going to give you some last words here before we close up, because we're quickly running out of time here this morning. What is the bottom line is, what do you want people to understand about Builders First Source Minocqua?
I think first and foremost, we do truly appreciate our customers. Every single one of them that walks in the door, we value all of their continued support. I know things don't always run smoothly. That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
If we could control every aspect of every item in every job, mm-hmm. that would be a different story. But we're not God. We don't control things.
That goes for every business.
Right.
Every single business. I tell you what, I learned something here this morning. I hope our listeners did as well. And if any contractors are out there looking for a salesperson to come out on the job and measure things up, how can they get a hold of you?
We can be reached at the yard, 7450 US 51 South. You can also reach us by phone, 715-356-9406. We also have buildersfirstsource.com. You can reach out to us. We do have online inquiries. There are a number of ways to get a hold of us.
Good deal. So seek them out. Good people working for a good company, and they want to do good things for your company as well, and help build your next home. So give them a shot at Builders First Source Minocqua. Monica, thanks for being here this morning. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What are the holiday hours at the store, by the way?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
We are closed all day Monday and Tuesday this coming week. We are also closed on January 1st for New Year's.
Okay.
But other than that, we are operating as usual.
Headwaters Builders Association, and that's a great place. You must do a lot of business with all other Headwaters Builders Association folks, right?
We do work with some contractors there. Tammy is great. She's got high energy, good energy. I love working with her. Jim's a great guy.
Yeah.
Busy, very busy.
Bottom line is, if you want to build something, get a hold of Headwaters Builders Association. All the people that are members of that are good folks to work with, right?
You bet.
Happy holidays, Monica. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff.
Carpet City Flooring Center's of Rhineland and Minocqua were our sponsor this morning. You can see them online at carpetcityonline.net. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, that website is pellawi.com. Van Stride on Construction, you can see that website, vanstrideonconstruction.com. Builders First Source Minocqua Builders, again, give Monica a call at 356-9406 on Highway 51, just south of Minocqua. Minocqua Sales at bldr.com. is her email address. That wraps up our conversation for this Thursday morning.